Now, how many parents tell their kids white lies, and is it okay to do so? Well, a new survey suggests that half of mum and dads regularly lie to their children, telling little porkies rather than upset them. So is that fair? Should you tell them the truth and be honest, prepare them for the adult world, or should you actually just tell a little white lie to keep them happier? Some of the fibs told as the likes of yes, are we nearly there? Eating carrots will help you see in the dark. I thought that was actually true. And if the wind changes, your face, Stephen, will stay like that. 0-30-30-80-55-55. But the survey also reveals that parents felt it is important that children always tell the truth to them. So is it okay to lie, or is that double standards there? I'm joined by Lynette Burrows. Good morning, Lynette.
Hello.
And we have no more budget for this week, so Nolan Show reporter Nicola Weir is slightly out of breath and on our yellow microphone today. Hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, just about. I've got the cold. Do I sound rather sexy today?
I have the cold too. Lynette, what about lying to kids? Is it okay? Is it just a way of protecting them?
I don't think it's lying at all. I mean, the fact we've got a different word for lie from story. You're telling them stories. And that's the way people always impart truth to one another. It makes it more interesting than just say, do this, don't do that. Makes you see things. It's very important. And, of course, there's lots of things children couldn't understand. I mean, I remember my mother, I used to love chewing rubber bands.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
I know. I was a funny little girl. And my mother said to me, if I ever swallowed one, I'd blow up and bust. And I always remembered the words. I passed it on to my children, of course, and they were duly impressed and didn't chew rubber bands either. But there's lots of things, you know, if anybody stops and asks you to get in their car, run. Just take your heels and run. It's a signal. Run.
That's not necessarily a bad thing to tell your kids or have them believe.
Of course. Absolutely not. But you don't want to frighten them with all sorts of things. But you tell them a story that is frightening in another way, that's all.
Okay.
I mean, this is what nursery rhymes are about. You know, well, you know, Goldilocks and that sort of thing. Be careful of woods and don't go away with strange men. There's all sorts of it. It's storytelling, and that's perfectly acceptable.
Nicola Weir, do you lie to your kids? You do all the time.
I really do. But, I mean, it depends. Like, if you're talking white lies, probably all the time. But if my kids ask me a direct question, they're a wee bit older now, I would tell them. But I do have a story about telling white lies. Can I tell this story on air?
I have no idea what the story is. Why are you going to say yes?
I can see everybody behind the glass going, what is she going to say? But one of the reason why I probably try and be more direct with my kids now is because I remember a particular advert on the television that you'll probably know today. It goes, oh, body form. You know, those kind of ads. And
yes,
my daughter said to me, she was a lot younger, she goes, Mummy, what are those ads for? And I said, well, and I didn't, you know, obviously I didn't want to bring up this issue.
I don't want you to this morning.
I will not, but I didn't want to bring up the issue. And I said, oh, those are for women who wet themselves, right?
Right.
Because I just thought,
that's a partial lie.
It was a white lie. I said, you know, this is just
confusing.
So fast forward a couple of weeks whenever my daughter was in the supermarket with me.
Yes.
Said products go into a shopping trolley.
Yes.
To which my daughter says in a very loud voice, oh my goodness, Mummy, when did you start wetting yourself? Does Daddy know you wet yourself? So that is one of the reasons why probably telling white lies is not such a good thing, because they do come around to bite you in the backside.
You need to
later
be careful.
On.
There's a top 20 list of white lies told by parents to their kids. A number, I need to be careful which ones I read off this.
Yeah, be careful.
Eating your crusts will make your hair go curly. That's at number 16.
Definitely, that's something that's always told.
At number 19, I don't know if I get that. That noise from our bedroom, we were playing a game. And at number one, Lynette Burrows, is yes, we're nearly there. A lot of this you could interpret as just keeping parents sane.
Yeah, that's not, to me, those the things that you're reading out are not really lies or...
I'm still laughing.
They're just really innocent.
I'm still, Lynette, laughing at that noise from our bedroom. You do have to protect your kids to an extent, because they're young and they're innocent and they don't necessarily need to know things until they're a certain age.
And you don't have to reply to every question that they ask in the graphic truth. If that's not what you want, you know, what did you say to so-and-so? I mean, telling a lie is not the same as not telling them what you don't want to tell them. I mean, that's quite different. Now, I just think there's a clear distinction. Children do have to learn that truth is important. But if you make it too difficult to tell the truth by getting in a passion, if they do tell you the truth, then obviously they're not going to. But I think that's quite distinct. I mean, all the things that you read out, I've always believed. I'm sure if you eat your crust, your hair goes curly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I did think carrots let you see in the dark. Some more on this list.
So too,
number 14.
That is true.
Number 14. That this is what was said to Nicola. You're the most beautiful child in the world. I don't know if that's a lie or just a compliment. Very, very briefly.
Have you seen my Twitter profile? I'm gorgeous.
Mickey Todd in Belfast. Mickey, go ahead. Very quickly.
Hey, Sonny.
Good morning.
Ice cream man came around. My kids came around and said, Daddy, ice cream man's here. And I said, look, he's only playing that music because he's running out of ice cream.
I was always told that if you eat your nails, you'll never grow. And no, ta-da!
I bit my nails and I was told if you eat your nails, they stay inside.
No, I was told you would never grow. And look at the height of me.
Well, you're a good 4'5".
I know, exactly.
That's it for this morning, Lynette. Thank you, Nicola. Thank you as well.